This is a weird one, so I couldn't even remember writing that. And I wasn't drunk at the time because I never was drunk. And now I could ascend to the violet in the midst of the four lighted palaces, and there are strings, and there sea strings and spires of the night, and I would enter the midst of a royal colored night, and then descend to the quiet stir below.
Very good, Mr. Cook.
Okay. The false flames glow without flicker or light in this night of the resurgent Sirocco. It is the last full night of the 8th month. And where are you? You, flicker. And thus it begins, this deluge of the dark, coming, creeping between tower and tree, and it is silent, early now. And all that echoes are the numbered breaths, and all descends into vision, between tower, tree, a descent of the hills. Now this is a one that I wrote at the Museum of Fine Arts the other day. It's based on a poem, Edward Hopper's Woman in Brooklyn. This is very similar to the other one that I read, the World War I circa poem. In a sense, it's very similar. It's a woman sitting alone in an apartment or room looking out a window, but this is the Brooklyn in a slightly different setting. And there's it's kind of a very drab room, olive-colored walls, but there is a vase of primroses on a stand that's really the only color in the entire room. Before her is the Mandela of the half-drawn world, where steam pipes elongate a nude plump white from the waist down. And there are the primroses, half illumined by whitewashed and milk paint. Her shades are higher as she seeks her only other living companion. This is based on a photograph done by a man named František Drudikov. And this was done, there's no exact date, it's circa 1920s. It's called Nude and Disc. And the best way I can describe this thing is there is a girl standing in a very plain room, and she's probably very late teens, early 20s. And the room is very plain, and there's a disc in front of it that's casting a shadow next to her. Now the disc looks somewhat like a split open egg, and the middle part of the egg appeared to me anyway to have a very, very faint face in the middle. And the other thing that I ran across at the Museum of Fine Arts that is in no relation to this is called a mourning ring. And mourning rings were given out by people in their wills. And this was a practice that was done until the early, into the middle part of the last century. And what they would do is, and the early ones were very stark and had reminders of mortality on it. They usually had a death's head. And they would cast these things out at the reading of the will. Later, they became a little less morbid, in the sense that they would just, you know, have the name of the person who died on them. But it was a very common practice to do this up until the middle of the last century. And that figures into, I remember the morning rings that I'd seen about half an hour earlier when I was writing this poem in front of this photograph, particularly the face in the middle of the disc. Does the shadow over your shoulder offer some comfort? It does not matter. Perhaps it is a cross-split egg or a latter-day setting for a morning ring. But the shadow of your little girl haircut is not the only one, is not the only on the wall, and it follows the arc of a once slender leg. And a swollen shadow is certain to encompass your own. And you, dear small one of a gull, will lift your arms and look.
Do you want to pull out his poem and tissue? Right.
You like, you have music, you have words. Let's try to put some words to music.
Words to music?
Yeah.
Which music?
Well, Rick, or you can be in charge of the, you can be in charge of the words department. I can make help.
All right.
I'll put Rick in charge of your work.
I'm going to pull out some poems. I'm going to try to put these poems to music.
I'll practice.
I don't know what, but we're going to try. If it don't work, we're going to wing it.
It really gives it an unmistakable country touch. I can't figure out why either, but it just does. It's just the way they like to play with guitars.
You're having a hard time finding the entrance to
bag? I'm having a hard time finding where my bag is going to move again. I'm like having a bad time.
This is a different car. Fuck doors. This one is silly.
Right.
I'll do some serious
right
later. We try to.
I'm having a bad time. Finding where my music is.
You can just kind of lose some of that.
Stretching and crawling. Looking for all the man
clapping.
Keep going, Rick.
Looking for the old German philosopher hanging in the corner. Watch that 2.5 record. Says I'm gonna. Having a bad time, looking for the way music ends. Looking for some world music, don't know where it begins or ends. Indonesia, then to Australia down below. Then to Cambridge, to Chicago where the wind does blow. Tell you feller, geography don't need just jack shit. Repeat myself, geography don't just mean jack shit. Been on a mountain where the mountains don't exist.
That's good.
Looking at latitudes, looking at Spinoza and all that shit. Yeah. what it's all about. Took the portrait, but I just begin to shout. Look at that man. But I tap his Jimmy knee. Like the background, but I get soft and in need. Man to the left of me, oh God, he's big and gaudy stout. Looking for a soulmate, looking deep, looking out. Got me in a Chevy, probably 69, maybe 4. Drivers, pretty queer. Could have been born 84. Don't know what I'm saying. Haven't got a fucking clue. Looking for a man.
Got a
kind of aqua stapler blue.
The blue
people. I guess the song is, none of us know what we're all about.
Torment, and there be
find myself just wishing that my life was simply
I like it. Yeah, I picked that based on what I've seen. Yeah, I like it.
He found a bar there.
Nice bar.
Right.
Reminds me of bars my father brought. Reminds me of American bars my dad got me. Brought me to the 70s. You know.
Like this, you both yeah. Little grass areas, low buildings, old brick buildings.
Conservative old town. And it's right next to the mountains.
Which is it's nice.
I gotta play songs I can remember the lyrics to. I'll do something, folks.
Go ahead.
Hey, for connected people.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
What's that song right there?
Yeah.
When I said, don't play it, it's gonna be my head again.
Have a Madeira, Madeira.
Have a Madeira,
Madeira.
Have a Madeira,
Madeira. I don't know. It's disgusting, but I can't remember all the lyrics to it.
Oh, baby, come on.
From sweaty cell, hostile hostel, good fucking bye, too many bags to carry, and a long uncertain trip beckons. After it, a new city, an unfamiliar coast, wondering if I can rise there as here, at least here early on, here when I was still trip dazed. You can still fly. I told you how. Listen to me now. even with an hour left to mama, 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 mama. What? You're not listening. Listen. Go to the prettiest pictures and do what you like the most. Do it. I want you to so much. 29. Jugglers at the Circus Fernando. Pierre Auguste Renoir, 1878. The one you was artist. The one you was musician. The one you struggling with maturity. The one you fresh, five, encased in my heart. The one you holding a basket full of love. The one you holding out arms, come here. The one you aware society's audiencing. The one you looking elsewhere, mulling. The one you said goodbye long ago. The one you says hello to me every day. Oranges, tights, hair ribbons, costumes, new numinous. 30. Two Sisters on the Terrace, Pierre Auguste Renoir, 1881. I think the colors remain to liberate and thus restrain the wilds of the images. Caged by what we seem to see, we see objects in our effort to tame. Just unsee ordinary things and undo the tower of our teachings and stand level with colors and find them strange and find them intimidating and wonder what they'll do and secretly want them near, bed cover near, winter storm swathingly near. At last, released, compelled to build anew, to make mute colors happy by using them, slowly I think we may come round to a painting such as this, and fear its sweet beauty, and love its young girls, and fly, horizonless souls, to its farthest wilds.